Here's the translation of the text into English. Humberto strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane, USNHC says. Italy receives 10 bids for Ilva steel as major contenders withdraw. Russian fuel crisis causes long queues and headaches for motorists. More than 150 companies have ties to Israeli settlements. UN database shows COP30 urged to link climate justice with reparations for historical crimes. Oil gains on Ukraine drone attacks cutting Russian supply. U.S. oil and gas rig count rises to highest since June, Baker Hughes says. Brazil coffee exports to U.S. to fall further if tariffs stay, Secafe president says. New York seeks more wind and solar energy before federal subsidies expire. India says trade talks with U.S. constructive. Eyes early deal. UAE president meets OpenAI CEO to discuss AI collaboration. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. Britain pledges $2 billion loan guarantee for Jaguar. Land Rover, Peru's Gen Z rallies against President Boluarte, protesting over pensions and corruption. Investing.com stocks of the week. Why Bitcoin sites are emerging as key AI infrastructure. Is AI set to enter a phase of exponential adoption growth? UBS weighs in. Healthcare disruption pivots on cost and AI. How could the HIRE Act hurt the IT services sector? Can TSMC and Samsung make AI chips designed by Chinese firms? Iran's clerical leaders face existential crisis amid nuclear deadlock. South Korea cannot pay $350 billion to U.S. for tariff deal, as Trump suggests. Top aide says China's industrial profits rise 0.9% in January-August. U.S. tells India that Russian oil curbs are key to trade deal progress. U.S. consumer sentiment dips slightly below forecast, indicating cautious optimism. U.S. core PCE rises 2.9% in August, in line with estimates. Core PCE price index holds steady, aligning with forecast and previous figures. Italy business sentiment stable in September. Consumer morale rises. Spain's economy grew faster in second quarter than initially estimated. ECB consumer expectations survey shows inflation outlook rise. U.S. agrees. South Korea not a currency manipulator, Seoul says. Trump to meet top congressional leaders on Monday. White House official says, who's who in the Fed's latest dot plot? U.S. government shutdown a modest drag but fresh blow to credibility. Buffet 3, upcoming macro catalysts that could shape China expectations. Wall Street ends higher after as-expected inflation data, S&P 500, NASDAQ post-weekly declines. Top Wall Street regulator says he will review White House call for layoff plans. Britain would face 100% tariff on pharmaceuticals under latest Trump plan. Sources say exclusive Fed's Murin math may overstate the impact of immigration on inflation. EOS climbs 11%. In a green day, Deutsche Bank examines whether Bitcoin can qualify alongside gold as a reserve asset. EOS climbs 15% in a green day. Kraken in talks with strategic investor at $20 valuation. Bloomberg. SoftBank, ARK in talks to invest in Tether's major funding round. Bloomberg. Pepito highlights $6.8 million presale amid Ethereum's price moves and opportunities. Bybit card and pay, extra MNT cashback and fee-free spending. Elwis Labs moves beyond data and aims to become the operating system for automated global finance. Dixari unveils $1 million cash prize, trading competition. Bitcoin price today dips below 110 kela ahead of $22 billion options expiry. PCE data, flat QuantumSphere Acquisition Corp units to begin separate trading. Cathie Wood's ARK shifts focus, buys KDK stock and sells KTOS. Huntsman's general counsel successor withdraws from position. Public storage subsidiary prices $425 million senior notes offering. New York Times declares quarterly dividend of 18 cents per share. Emmis Acquisition Corp. closes $115 million IPO with full exercise of option. Work Medical closes $2.9 million registered direct offering. Jimmy Kimmel Live returns to Nexstar-affiliated ABC stations.